Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, we're bringing in some people here that are going to be sharing visitation to their properties at our 2021 Expo Tour. It's the Wealth and Passive Income Multifamily Masters Tour. And in this thing here, we're September 3rd and 4th. It's the largest real estate gathering in the world for individual independent real estate owners. What are we talking about? We're talking about people that buy and own their own real estate or partner with other people to do so. These are not major corporations. These are not REITs. These are people just like yourself. We've been doing this for 30 years. We've won the National Apartment Association Independent Real Estate Owner Award 13 years in a row. One of our members has, not Lifestyles, but one of our members has won that 13 years in a row, meaning that we have some of the best real estate investors in the country, and they're all going to be here at this gathering. But at each of these gatherings, we have a tour, a bus tour, where you can go out and see the properties and meet the owners of the properties, and they're going to share with you what they've done to purchase and to renovate and upgrade and to improve these properties to the point where they'll show you how they're making all the monies that they're making. With us today is one of those kind folks, the families that are going to be showing their property. It's Amrit Mundra from Dallas, Texas. Amrit, welcome to the show, and welcome to your wife, TK.
Thank you, Del. Thank you very much. We are very happy and honored to be here.
Let's start up telling the audience a little bit about yourselves, a little background so they'll know. And the reason we do this is because we want people to be able to relate. Say, hey, you know, I don't relate to Del. I relate to Steve. I don't relate to Bob, but I relate to TK. So, you know, tell a little bit about yourself so people out there that can relate.
Oh, hi. This is TK. So I was working in IT long time back, and then I had kids, and then I just took a break from IT, but I didn't ever want to go back there from 9-to-5 job with kids and everything. So I looked into these possibilities, and we found the Lifestyle Unlimited, and it gave us the freedom the way we wanted, the financial freedom and the time we want for our family.
Let's talk about how did you hear about it.
So, hi, this is Amrit. A little bit about me too. So, I also come from a tech background. I also work from 9 to 9. You know, the tech now is not necessarily 9 to 5 anymore. It is changing land and landscape. So, we were always thinking about, okay, especially for TK with the kids, how do we get our time back? Both in IT was not really working out. So, we were always looking for something beyond IT, beyond the tech. And TK started looking for some ideas about businesses, and we were looking for some ideas on what do we do beyond IT, and we came to know about Lifestyle Unlimited through a lead who is a lifestyle lead. He happens to my actually colleague for my company, and he actually retired. In such a young age, the retirement was something which actually I never heard of, so I was very curious on how do you retire so early, and he actually showed me the roadmap on how to retire and got introduced to Lifestyle. So we took a course, a two-day course done by Steve Fisher, and after the second day, we were totally convinced this is the way for us to go forward. So we signed up the second day itself, and after that, it was no looking back. So we are glad that's, I think, the best course we have done, and that's the best decision we ever made.
Well, since you had no skepticism in the front end and you had quite a bit of testimonial to give you some comfort when you moved in, what did you find to be the aha moments for you during the two-day?
So biggest aha moment for us was we always used to look through the apartments. And honestly, coming from a very modest family, we always thought this is something for our very rich guys to play in. We are out of the league. And when we came through this 2 days training, it actually showed us that no, it is something which we having no experience in the real estate can actually achieve. So that was like a wow moment. And second, the whole strength of having a passive income that was so appealing for us. We always look for 9-to-5 jobs. There is a salary in, salary out. There are expenses, but we never thought about our financial freedom and especially the strength of passive income. The whole being engineers, what Steve Fisher showed, all the numbers, how the model works, what is our NOI. I could relate to it being an engineer. So the number was kind of yelling in my head that yes, I think what he's saying making sense. That is true. So yeah, I mean, having the 2 days gave us a lot of insight into the real estate, and the main was that yeah, we coming out of no real estate experience can also buy an apartment.
TK, what about you? What were your aha moments?
So mine was like I always wanted to do something different and more challenging, which gave me more freedom and more confidence, and I wanted to actually set example for my kids that they can be financially independent, especially to girls. So that's why I really liked Lifetime Unlimited, because it gave us everything we wanted, the confidence, the financial freedom, time back with kids, and all the people there. It's like a family, and they help. They genuinely help. I love that thing about LU. I mean, everybody is there for you, genuinely.
Emirat, were you surprised at how open people were about their businesses and their finances with just people that they're just meeting?
Actually, I was kind of surprised. You talk to anybody on, even your very close friends, we typically do not talk about their financials. I mean, it is kind of a line we never cross on. Hey, what's your net worth? Where did you invest? How much is your rate of return? And so on. And when we went to lifestyle road trips, we talked to several leads, and they were so open up. Okay, how do they invest? What is the strategy? They were open to share with us their whole financial model, how much was the rate of return in that given investment, and how much was the total net return. So it was just amazing and mind-blowing for us, especially coming from a family where, coming from a culture where people don't talk about their financials and so on. So yeah, it was like aha moment.
So as you came out of the 2 day, did you decide to start with a passive investment or jump right into being a lead?
Yeah, so when we came out of the 2 day training, I was very sure that we wanted to do a lead investment at some point. But best course we thought that time was that we will start with a passive investment just to get feel of how the whole system works. And the best way to learn is to invest passively. So 2 months after joining, we joined in the month of Jan as a effort member. And in the month of Feb, we did our very first investment. Actually, it's a property in Irving. And we got to see the documentation, PPM, what is there in the PPM, what is there in the subscription agreement, how to read the numbers. So it was a very good experience. So we continue passive, 7 more passive investment after joining Lifestyle. And then we took 2 lead investment, and then we also continue to invest passively.
So right now you've got 2 lead investments and 9 passive investments total. We want to talk about here when we come back those investments. So we'll take a short break and then we'll come back and get on top of that. We'll be right back with Emirat and TK and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Del Walmsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought 3 more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise. Tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we are highlighting some individuals that are going to be on the 2021 Expo Tour and Bus Tour, and they're going to be showing off their property in Texas here. So with us today is Emirat and TK Mundra. They're out of Dallas, Texas, and they're going to be one of our exhibits on our bus tour. So let's pick this back up, guys. Which property, you've got a 68 unit and a 152 unit. Which one are we going to be seeing for the expo?
So Del, for this master road trip, we are going to see the 68 unit. It's a property in Haltom City. It's like a 6 mile from Fort Worth. So that's a property for the tour.
Okay, so tell us all about it. How did you locate it, and what did you like about it when you located it?
So we started looking at the properties. Like you said, we started with a passive investment first, and we got to know about the model. We understood how the system works, how to read the documentation. At the same time, we also enrolled into aspiring lead program within the lifestyle. That gives us insight into the detail of how the model works, how to evaluate the property, how to do the feasibility studies, how to create the PPM, what to look for the deal. So all sort of training came from lifestyles, and we at the same time we actually passed the certification and we became aspiring lead. So we started looking for our property. We started working with our lifestyle broker to help us as well as mentors. So they guided through every step of the way. So we found this property in December 2018. I remember we were thinking about our Christmas break, where to go, and suddenly this opportunity came our way through a lifestyle broker. We evaluated the deal. We reached out to our mentors to show the property. So this is a 68 unit, 1985 build. So it was a newer, it was relatively a newer property. We walked through, did a very high level walking through. This time the seller didn't allow us to go and walk through every unit. So we get a good feeling from this property based on the location. It is right on the Broadway Street with a very high, heavy traffic. The look and feel just felt good. So we started doing the next level of analysis, going through the T12, looking at our master plan on how do we take it to next level, where we started looking into how much rent increase we can do, what are the additional amenities we can bring in which is not there existing today, and started looking into the analysis part, working with our financial partner to get us more insight into the financing aspect. So overall, it felt good at the property, and the numbers started working. We were able to project what we thought was a good plan. We reviewed this plan with our mentors multiple times. All our rehab expenses, all the things we wanted to do with the property, we ran item by item with our mentors. They gave us very good insight, very good feedback into what is possible, what is not possible, what should be the expense of each of the item, and that helps us to kind of started to narrow down on our business plan as well as how much we could return as projections.
So did you analyze this to be a yield play where you made money right away, or did you analyze it to be a value play where you had to renovate it and fix it before you started to make any money?
We positioned this as a hybrid play where we also identified a few items which we had to rehab, and we started kind of distribution 6-7 months into the deal. So we projected it's going to cash flow very early. At the same time, all the rehab which we were bringing in, we knew we could actually take a big hike into the rents, which directly is going to also bring a lot of value. So we positioned mainly as a hybrid play.
And what kind of rehab were you doing?
From a rehab point of view, we identified the signage. We looked at the office was not in a very, very good shape. We have before and after pictures. I wish we could show, but at some point definitely we can share. So with the office was in our scope of rehab. We did the new signage. We did a lot of curb appeal items like a restrain. We put a wooden pergolas. For interiors, we started implementing a new rehab program where we were upgrading. We are doing a full repaint, putting a new backsplash, new flooring, new vinyl flooring. So yeah, overall, what we got it and where we see now, I mean, there's day and night difference, and this makes us happy because we are not just doing for the business, but we are making a life much better, at least for the residents there. They all appreciate what they have seen since we have taken over.
Do you have, for when we go there on the tour, the pictures, the before and after pictures?
Yes, yes. We, in fact, did a lifestyle internal road trip where we showed the pictures, but yes, we do have before and after pictures.
All right, great. So let's talk rent increases. From taking it over, there's usually two types of rent increases. There's just ones because you took it over and you start asking more than what the previous owner did. And then there's the post-renovation rent increases. Can you talk about each?
Yes, absolutely. So when we took over this current ownership, they had this property for more than 12 years. And since they were not actually paying much attention to the property, which means they were not doing any interior rehabs or any sort of exterior rehabs to kind of ask for that rent. So when we, as part of our acquisition, we actually surveyed the market. We looked through the sub-market and found out what do we need to do in order to even ask for a single dollar increase. So we did that analysis first. That gave us a good view of what we need to do in terms of interiors. So for an example, when we took over back in 2019, the one bedroom, one bath was $710, which is 650 square feet. And our plan was after rehab, we are going to make a first jump, which was one bed, one bath. We'll take it to $765 and then eventually to $815. And we were able to achieve actually better than that, given all the exterior rehab, interior rehab. All the residents were actually okay to pay, given they were seeing that we were actually responding to their tickets. The interior was looking really great, and even the exterior amenities was something they were looking for.
Let's talk total amount of income now. Do you know how much you've raised the NOI on this since you've owned it? And let's see, you've owned it since, looking back here, March of 2019, March of 2020, March of 2021, so you've owned it 2 years now. How much have you increased the NOI, net operating income? Let me go to break. We'll get that when we come back. Give you time to figure it out. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money, and we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today with me are Amrit Mundra and his wife, TK. I'm sorry, our names are new to me. I've just met these people. And they're going to be on our 2021 bus tour here at the Expo coming up September 3rd and September 4th. A little bit about this before we get back with them. Guys, you get to see 4 properties that have all been really successfully run and changed and turned around to be worth more and more profitable. You're going to get a breakfast, you're going to get a lunch, and you're going to get to spend the day with myself and a bunch of the top real estate investors in the country. So, man, it's really a great event. Each year we have it. We've had it now for quite a few years, and every time it sells out. So this thing's coming up September 3rd. The actual bus tour is on September 3rd. The expo is on September 4th. You're not going to want to miss this. You're going to want to get your tickets early. I say that to people all the time, but they don't understand. We can't add additional buses. There's only so many hours in a day and so many people we can get through these properties. So you're going to have to get on one of the buses we've already have assigned. There is no more expansion after that. So going back now, or getting back here with Amrit and his wife TK, we're talking about the property they're going to show on the tour, which is a 68-unit property. It's a Class B property, and this property is built in 1985. We were asking them as we went to break, what was their NOI when they bought it, and what is the NOI now 2 years later?
Sure, Dale. So when we took over the property in March of 2019, the NOI was $288,000 approximately. And as of last month report, we are standing close to $370,000 NOI, which is a net increase of approximately 29% increase in the net in 2 years.
Okay, so let's talk about this in numbers now. See, when I'm just going to get out the trusty phone calculator, which is not supposed to be used on the radio, of course. You're not supposed to do anything people can't hear. But I'm going to do a little math here because these numbers are new to me. So that's $82,000 increase in NOI. So let's just take a hypothetical here. What cap rate did you guys buy this thing at? I know Dallas has very low cap rates. What was your cap rate up there?
We bought it at 6.5%.
Ooh, that's pretty high. I actually got a good price on it. I like that, 6.5%. Now that you've done renovations, what do you think it's worth?
The outgoing cap rate, because we were looking at some of the property in the area, they're demanding close to 5 to 5.5. So right now, a cap going is, we can say 5.5 is a current cap there.
Okay, I'm going to take that into that, and that's a $1,490,000 increase in value. So $1,490,000 increase in value in 2 years. Let's talk about what you put down to buy this. What was the amount of out-of-pocket for all of you and your partners to buy this?
It was $1.7 million.
$1.7 million. Okay, so that's 87% of what it was. So you've made 87% increase in value from the original investment. So that's pretty good in 2 years. I don't know too many people are making that. Now, that's not even counting the cash flow. That's just the capital gains. Let's talk about cash flow. Have you had made distributions on this thing?
Yes, we started distribution 6 months into the deal. We started with a modest 6%, and then we jumped to 7%. Even though the COVID hit, this property was actually, we are fortunate, was kind of immune to COVID. We were still almost 100% occupied for the time when we were peak of COVID. We maintained the distribution for 6, and now we are currently actually at 7% distribution.
Okay, so let's add another 7% on top of that for the 2 years. So 87 plus 7 is 94% return cumulative over the first 2 years. That's pretty good. Pretty good. I think your partner's happy with that?
They're very happy with us. we send our monthly reports. We tell them where do we stand, how is the property doing. We have close to 42 investors on this deal, and yes, last I sensed, they were very happy with us with the investment.
Is there any more upside on this property?
Yeah, upside. Basically, we stopped at one point. Our plan was not to do 100% rehab of all the interior units. So we want to leave some meat on the bone for next once we exit the property. So for next buyer or next ownership, there is still an opportunity to increase the rents by making 100% of the units as an interior upgrade. In fact, they can go another round of upgrade and can ask for more rents. Some market of Halton City, we understand it now, it is pretty strong.
So when you say you're leaving something on the bone for the next guy, is it your intention to sell it pretty soon?
Our exit plan was between 3 to 5 years. That's the original plan, what actually we showed to our investment. And we thought we will look at the time, either refi or sell. Even so, we have not fully made any one, either sell or refi right now. But yes, but our exit was definitely between 3 to 5 years, and this is our meat on the bones with the strategy.
Now, why that strategy as opposed to putting the meat in the NOI and making the NOI go up and have an immediate value? Why trying to leave something on the bone for someone else?
Yeah, so that makes it attractive for the next buyers, and we could demand more rise for it. NOI, yes, we are still continuing the path of NOI increase. We are always figuring out a new ways to increase NOI. We took ownership of the laundry. That's something we own by property. So yes, we are on NOI is still our primary focus. But at the same time, we are also thinking about for our next, if we have to execute a sale, not that we have made up a mind yet. We want to make it really attractive for the potential buyers.
Okay. What all are we going to get to see when we come on the tour here?
Yeah, we will show you what we have done in terms of the exterior upgrades. Basically, we will start from the signage. You can look at how we have changed the office. Then we'll walk through some of the interiors. We'll see what we have done from, and we have before and after pictures. So we'll kind of make a big print out of before pictures. So you can see what we have done from the since the day we have taken over in terms of interior and exterior upgrades. So it will be a very good opportunity to look very closely on what it takes for us to increase the rent. Like I said, we have to put a hard work in order to demand a single dollar rent increase. You need to put an effort in terms of rehab. So we plan to showcase that in our tour.
So now you're showing that you had somewhere around $100 per unit in rent increases. My question is, did that force a change of the clientele? Did you see the general quality of the clientele change?
Not a lot. Actually, we keep very track of what is our renewal rate. Our renewal rate has consistently been closed in higher 80%, so which means out of the lease expiration, we are able to renew the same resident for a newer rent. And the rate of that is approximately 80%. So yes, some people have left, but this was originally in a location which is family oriented. When we walk through property, we actually see the kids walking around. So we knew this is a nice, it's a very smaller property, very knit property, families living there. So not a bigger churn what we saw, but we do have people which are okay to pay a higher rent when we go for renewals.
So the rent potential was already there. They just hadn't taken advantage of it, and you just came in and scooped it up.
Yes, with the interior. So they actually knew that if they go outside to with the same kind of interiors what we have done, they have to pay anyway even more or even higher than what they can pay while staying in the same property. And it's a very safe neighborhood. It actually is opposite to police station, so that helps us in terms of location.
All right, we've got 30 seconds left. When we come back, let's talk about community. What did it do for the community? What are your clients, your residents saying, you know, about the community? Have you got any community awards from any of the apartment associations or the neighborhoods or neighboring associations of any kind? We'll just sort of talk about the combination of the community and what you've done to improve it there. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Amrit and TK and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Del Walmsley. Del is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Amrit Mundra and his wife, TK, and they are here because they're going to be showing off their property at our 2021 Expo and Bus Tour. Coming up September 3rd is the tour, and the Expo is going to be September 4th. You're not going to want to miss this. Largest real estate investor expo in the country. Close to 5,000 people there every year. And you've got investors, you've got passive investors and lead investors, you've got independent investors, individuals, investors, and then you've got all the vendors and the people that you need to build your team. And there's quite a few breakout sessions and training, and I'm going to be speaking. We'll have some other people speaking. You'll get to meet the top real estate investors in the country. We've won the National Apartment Association Real Estate Investor of the Year Award 13 years in a row. We've won local Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, San Antonio, Austin, Phoenix awards for local investors, awards for the apartment associations. We won state investor awards for the apartment associations. And of course, the National Apartment Association, we've won that. One of our members has won that every year for 13 years in a row. So it's quite a bit to see, quite a few people to meet. And one of the families you're going to meet here is going to be showing off their 68-unit apartment complex we've been discussing here in Houlton City, Texas, which is just outside of Fort Worth. And with us here is Emirate and TK. And as we went to break, I suggested they come back and share with us the community that their property's in. What have they done to enhance the community of the area?
So, Del, like we just this property is located in Houlton City. By proximity, it is opposite to police station, so that helps us to make this property a really kind of a family-oriented, quiet neighborhood. When we came in, we actually made our priority to ensure that all the maintenance stickers are kind of addressed in a very timely fashion. We were tracking that. So the resident could see that, yeah, the management is kind of listening to them. They are able to respond to them in a very timely fashion. So that was our property. In terms of amenities, we added barbecue grills. So being a very family-oriented community, it gives them a kind of a venue to have their weekends to sit their grill. So we added a few barbecue grills. From an office standpoint, yeah, we actually rehab our office. We pay utter respect to our staff over there. So that way we also make sure that they're happy there. They needed a coffee machine or something else they need, we are always open to listen to them and kind of help them however we can. So in overall, given the exterior appeal, the landscape improvements we have made, adding the barbecue grill, making an overall environment which is what we look for a family. So when me and TK, when we go there, we keep thinking ourselves that if we have to live there, what do we need to do? And with the same mentality, we kind of approach that, making that whole environment very safe and reciprocal for the families living there.
So have you guys tried out for any awards yet, or is the neighbors or the police, you know, giving you anything? Do you have the Blue Star Award? Have you gone for any of those things, or have you just been working on the financial end of it?
Yeah, so that's something in our to-do list. We have not looked into more into how to get an award. I guess the biggest testimony for us is when we see a happy resident, but something then in our list that we'll start looking more into these awards.
All right, well, let's change the page here because we only have about a minute and a half left, and that's what one of my favorite questions is. Now that you've been doing this for 2 years, what about your friends and family? Has anybody given you any pushback like, hey, you guys are crazy, or, you know, why did you leave your job? You worked your whole life to get this college education, to get this right to be in the IT world and to be in the engineering world. Why would you ever think of leaving that? I mean, there's got to be all kinds of people who think that education is the secret and not entrepreneurialism. Have you got any pushback from anybody?
Actually, we not really. Me and TK, we were pretty aligned on that. This is something which we want to really do. Like, we started this program by saying that we both come from very heavy IT backgrounds, working 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. job. So we were looking for at least one of us to go off IT. So TK actually took that step. And we come from this background of look for job culture, especially when we were going up back in India. Our whole mentality was that, hey, look for a job, work hard. But we want to cultivate some sense of business into our kids. So lifestyle has shown us that path. So and we want to pursue that path. So it gives us time what we want to look for. And this is something we really like it, especially when we see we are making a change in the life of somebody else. Let it be the residents, let it be the staff. Small action from our side makes somebody's life good. That really makes us happy.
Well, that's excellent, because I've always said that you really haven't made it when you're still trying to grow for yourself. When you get to the point where you have so much, you're starting to give it back and share it. That's when you know you've gotten to where you want to be. Guys, I appreciate you allowing us to come to your property for the tour. I appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing with us your life story. And we look forward to seeing you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Dale. And we really like to thank you for this opportunity. And it's an honor for us to be in the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Guys, for the rest of you out there, September 3rd is the bus tour. September 4th is the expo. It is in Irving, Texas. That's where our office is at in Dallas. And you're not going to want to miss this. Every year, people come back to me right after it fills up. Dell, can you squeeze me in? Can you get me a bus ticket? And the answer is unfortunately no, because there's only so many buses and so many people we can squeeze through these properties in a one-day period of time. So if you want to be in this experience, you want to share all this unlimited, open-ended information about real deals, about real people, about real experiences and retirements, then you need to get yourself a ticket. Now, for the rest of you out there, for all of you out there, remember this. We're not doing this for some money. We're doing it for a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.